James Comer, Marjorie Taylor Greene slammed DOJ for mishandling Hunter Biden victims' rights. By Wendell Hasebo on September 9, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, ripped the Justice Department, DOJ, for mishandling Hunter Biden's alleged victims' rights and renewed their request for records in a briefing related to DOJ's conduct involving the alleged victims. Comer and Greene issued a letter to the DOJ on July 25 requesting information related to the DOJ's conduct involving Hunter Biden's victims, who were allegedly sexually exploited and not afforded relief under the law. Beyond confirming the receipt of the letter, the DOJ failed to respond. The letter came after two IRS whistleblowers, who investigated Hunter Biden for potential tax violations, testified before Congress about the DOJ's politicization and misconduct. Testimony from an Internal Revenue Service whistleblower indicated that DOJ compiled a list of potential victims relating to an investigation of Hunter Biden for Mann Act violations, the lawmakers wrote Friday. These women may be victims under the Crime Victims' Rights Act and may also be afforded mandatory restitution pursuant to the Mandatory Victim Restitution Act. DOJ's decision to ignore the committee's request runs afoul of its own policies in the Justice Manual, the lawmaker said. The agency's policies clearly state, it is important that the department provide timely responses to congressional inquiries. Unfortunately, DOJ's leadership continues to apply unwritten exceptions to its own rules and policies when the Bidens are involved. In light of DOJ's refusal to communicate in a meaningful way with the committee, we have great skepticism that DOJ has been adequately communicating with crime victims, the lawmakers continued. Considering DOJ's public campaign purporting its commitment to prosecuting human trafficking and other sexual exploitation crimes, DOJ should respond to congressional requests related to this issue in a timely and thorough manner. Second letter to DOJ re-victims September 8, 2023 Final 53, by Breitbart News Unscribed. During a July 19 congressional hearing, Greene highlighted that the DOJ has not brought charges against Hunter Biden for illicit sexual activity. I would like to present this to the committee, she said. This image is showing Hunter Biden paid for a victim's United Airlines flight from LA to Dallas. I believe this is a violation of the Mann Act, she said. The law criminalizes the transportation of any woman or girl for the purpose of prostitution or debauchery, or for any other immoral purpose. During your testimony with the House Ways and Means Committee, you stated that through bank records, you identified Hunter Biden was paying prostitutes related to a potential prostitution ring. Is that correct? Greene asked IRS agent Joseph Ziegler, who testified before Congress. Yes, that's correct, he said. You stated that the prosecutorial team was investigating violations of the Mann Act. Is that correct, Mr. Ziegler? Greene asked. That is correct, Ziegler replied. Greene then held up a series of images before Ziegler of illicit and lewd activity by Hunter Biden with women. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.